Well, the Aces are excited over the chance Mr. Marsh gave Mr. Race to make back some of the fortune he lost. Mr. Marsh is afraid of an investigation coming up on the crooked deal where Mr. Race lost his money. So he's sending Mr. Race out of town on a real estate proposition, Jane to go along. Jane is also quite pleased about her niece Betty finally showing an interest in Cokie. Our scene now is the Aces' apartment after dinner. Mr. Race pores over maps and papers. Here comes Jane from the next room. Listen.
Well, dear, I finally made it. I never thought I'd be able to.
What's that?
That trunk, getting everything in it. What a job. So much clothes, I could hardly close it. It looks like a cloth closet. A cloth closet.
Well, what are you saying? Calm down.
I can't help it. I'm excited about this. I like to pack, only it was so much bother getting everything in that one trunk that you said we both had to share.
Well, you shouldn't be taking so many things along.
Well, if I had two trunks, it would be different, but you said one trunk for the two of us.
Well, one trunk's enough for both of us.
Well, I had to get in my dresses and my coats, my hats, my shoes, and your suit.
Oh, did you have room for my suit?
Yes, I finally got it in.
Well, I mean, if you can spare it, Jane.
Oh, yes, but it kind of crushed my blue taffeta a little.
Oh, well, Jane, I'd hate to think of your blue taffeta all crushed. I could carry my suit on a hanger.
Well, now you think of that. After I went to all that trouble of getting all our clothes in that one. Oh, sarcastic, huh?
Blue taffeta, where do you think we're going? To a party? This is work. We're going to stay on this ranch that Mr. Marsh is sending me down to fix up and sell for him.
I know it, but you have to look nice. What'll people think?
There are very few people to think anything. This is nowhere near people. It's off by itself somewhere. Here, I was just looking over this map and these pictures that Mr. Marsh gave me today.
Oh, let me see. Pictures of what? Let me see.
Wait a minute now. Here. Now, this is the map. This is Arizona.
Oh, cute, isn't it?
Yes, Arizona is cute. You see this little place up here, St. John's?
Where?
Right here. See it?
Dear, you need a manicure.
Well, we'll talk about that later. Look at this St. John's here.
Yeah, I see it. St. John's. Is that where we're going?
No, but that's the closest town to where this ranch is. It's a few miles away from there, but St. John's is the only town around there, and it's a very small town. Oh, here, I've got a picture of the town here somewhere. Oh, yes, here it is. This is the main street in St. John's.
That's the main street?
Yes, it's a very small town. The population of St. John's is only about 1,200.
Yes, there's one of them there.
One of what?
One of the population. See him in front of the drugstore?
Oh, yes, that's one of the population. Well, what I'm trying to show you is, Jane, that we're not going into any big cities. We're not going to be dressing and visiting. This is a ranch. A little run down, perhaps, but Mr. Marsh wants me to fix it up. It's quite large, and when I get it into shape, he's going to put it up for sale. That is, I am as his agent. Now, here you see...
Oh, what's this?
What?
This blue point here.
Oh, that's a blueprint of the ranch. You wouldn't understand that. You better just look at these pictures here. And look at this map, for instance.
Oh, yes, I want to see that map. That's the United States, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, where's Arizona on here?
Down in this corner, see?
Oh, yes, in pink.
In pink,
yes. It says Arizona in this pink square. See it?
Yes, Arizona is in the pink, I guess.
I kind of like this purple here. What's that?
We're not going by colors. It just happens.
But I like purple. What is this here right next to Arizona?
That's California.
Oh, California. No wonder I like it. Is it that close to Arizona?
Unless they've moved it.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll have to go there.
Oh, well, we're going to this little town in Arizona. Now, don't start...
I know, dear, but I mean for a visit.
This isn't a social trip, Jane. You don't understand the seriousness of this thing. I've got a chance to come back financially. I'm going down to work.
I know, dear, but you know how they say, all work and no play.
Yeah, makes Jack.
What?
All work and no play makes Jack, and that's what I'm out to make. Now, please don't sidetrack me with visits to California.
Well, I meant after you finish the work and we make our money.
Well, then we'll see about that. So why think of it before we've made it?
Yes, I guess I'm counting my sheep again.
Yes, I guess. Sheep? You count sheep when you're trying to fall asleep.
Yes, I'm daydreaming again.
Oh.
But, dear, don't worry. I feel sure we're going to make all our money back, and we'll be sitting on Pretty Street again. It's a woman's tuition, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, enough of daydreaming tonight. Now, let me see. Where are we?
Where are we?
On this map, I mean.
Well, we're about right here.
Oh, yes. And we have to go way down here.
Yeah, we go through several states there. That's Colorado right there.
Where?
See?
Oh, yes, Colorado. Blue.
Mm-hmm, blue.
Yes, sir. There's Boulder Darn.
Boulder Darn?
Oh, well, you know what I mean.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. There's a lot of beautiful scenery in Arizona at that. It's pretty wild out there in some spots, I guess. I mean, the vegetation. They have a lot of cactus there.
Oh, yes. I've seen those cactuses in pictures.
Oh, no, not cactuses, Jane. It's cacti.
Cacti?
Yes, that's the plural of cactus.
Oh, isn't it exciting? I just can't wait to get started. I've been on pins and cushions since you told me about it. You know, I could hardly fall asleep last night. I bet I packed and unpacked that trunk about 50 times before I finally fell asleep.
Well, it's your own fault for constantly thinking about your clothes.
Oh, it's not only mine. How about your clothes? Somebody has to do it. If I didn't pack all... Oh, you know what I forgot?
Oh, what now, Jane? You're taking too many things along.
No, this is for you. I forgot to pack some of your nectars.
Nectars?
Yes, plural for necktie.
Oh, plural for necktie, yes.
Oh, I better go do it before I forget. Honestly, there's more. Oh, I wonder who that is. Just a minute.
It's probably Marge, isn't it? She said she'd be home about this time.
Yes, I guess it is. Yes, it's Marge. Hello, Marge. And Neil.
Hi, Jane.
It's Marge and Neil, dear.
Well.
Yes, it's Marge and Neil. You want to make anything of it?
Well, so you two finally made up. Well, it's about time. Dear, look who's here.
Yes, I see him.
But I mean together.
Hi, Ace. How are you?
Pretty good, Neil. And congratulations.
Not so fast on those congratulations. I'm on probation.
Probation?
Yep. Before Marge would say we're old friends again, she put me on probation for a few weeks.
Marge, you know he doesn't drink.
Drink? Oh, on probation.
Of course he knows it, Jane. But just the same, I'm strictly COD on approval.
Well, I think he'll turn out all right.
If he behaves himself.
Oh, he will. Besides, Betty's going out with Toki. She's out with him now. Isn't it marvelous how they start?
I'll say it is, and I got my fingers crossed.
I think she's taken a real interest in that young man.
Poor Toki.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. I think it's marvelous the way Betty's interested in him and how she feels.
Just the same, I can't help but feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for any guy whose girlfriend takes a maternal interest in him. That's all she's doing. She hopes to make something fine out of him.
Yeah, she told us last night she was fascinated by his moronic quality.
And that underneath that gruff exterior beats a heart of gold or something. She's interested in the inner man, she said. And Cokie just stands there beaming. He says she talks so pretty.
Well, he's welcome to it.
Well, they're very happy, and they make a very nice couple, especially Cokie.
Yeah, especially Cokie.
Yeah. Well, enough of this small talk. We've got important business now. Marge, am I elected spokesman?
Well,
I accept. Mr. and Mrs. Ace, on behalf of my charming colleague and myself...
Oh, what did you say?
Hush, Jane.
I wish to say a few words to show the esteem and regard in which we hold you both.
What is this?
Hush, dear.
Words, of course, are mere words.
Here.
I heard him, but the one... Thing
so, we thought we'd say it in something more tangible, something more definite, and we have done so. My colleague will now unwrap the package she hides beneath her coat. Unwrap, colleague.
Yes, sir. Well, what is this?
Quiet, please. Mr. and Mrs. Ace, I shall not bandy words. I say it simply and sweetly. Please accept this going-away gift as a token of our deep affection and our high esteem.
And here it is.
Oh, Marge, you should know.
Oh, not at all, Jane.
Oh, Neil, you should know.
Very happy to have been able to, Jane.
Oh, neither one of you should have.
All right, enough of that. Why don't you open it and see what it is and thank the people?
I am, dear, but they shouldn't have, whatever it is.
What is it, Marge?
It's a riding habit for Jane.
Oh,
a riding habit? You mean to wear on a horse?
Oh, no, I think they expect you to wear it, not to.
Oh, dear, isn't this sweet?
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Oh, you too.
Jane, I think it's up to you to say a few words in our behalf now.
Look, it's got everything.
Yeah, now how about a few words of thanks?
Me? Yeah. Oh, I don't know what to say. Well, I'm just unspeakable.
Oh, well, say something.
Well, like Neil said, I guess, huh?
Yes, like Neil said.
Well, it behooves me great pleasure on the part of my college and myself to thank you.
You're welcome.
No, wait, I'm not through.
I think you said everything that was necessary.
No, and I also want to say that, well, that you shouldn't have.
Yes,
that's her story.
I know.
That must be Betty, I guess.
Well, you let her in, dear. Isn't this the sweetest gift you ever saw? How did you happen to think of this? It's just what I needed, and just my size. How did you know my size, Marge?
Oh, Jane, you forget I know all about you.
Oh, yes. Hello, Uncle Abe.
Oh, hello, Betty. Oh, hello, Cokie.
Hello.
Well, hello there, Cokie.
Hi, Neil.
And Miss Taylor, I believe.
Good evening, Mr. Williams. Oh, don't be so formular, Betty. Wait till you see what they just brought me. Look at this riding habit.
Oh, how lovely, Aunt Jane.
You ride horseback?
Oh, off and on.
Off and on.
It's a sweet trophy. Look at it.
Yeah, I know. And now I'm supposed to say my speech.
What?
Oh, Cokie, you're a fine stooge. You're not supposed to know about this gift we bought.
Oh, it'd be impossible. All right, go ahead now. Speak your speech.
Oh, now?
What is it, Cokie?
And now that you've got a riding habit, on behalf of my friend Betty and myself, I wish to present you something to go with the riding habit.
Cokie, not a horse. Oh, you shouldn't.
No, Dad, wait for him to finish. Go ahead. Touch deeply.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We know that you have been touched deeply by the riding habit, and we feel that when you wear it on the horse, you might be touched more deeply. So we brought you this bottle of liniment. Oh, yeah. Liniment to go with it.
Oh, Cokie, you shouldn't have.
Oh, yes, he should have. I've seen you on a horse, Jane.
Oh, yes.
Now, how about a speech to Cokie and Betty, Jane?
Well, I just don't know what to say.
Good.
No, wait. Let her talk. Now, go ahead, Jane.
Well, all I can say is that we both thank you, Mr. Ace the horse and I.
Mr. Ace the horse?
And so Jane's outfitted for a few weeks of ranch life. But some startling developments occur through Mr. Marsh when Marge and Neil start putting two and two together. We learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.